Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Katie Neal from Odyssey Country, and we're here at the Reverb at the Hard Rock Cafe in Nashville for CMA Fest. Thanks to our friends at Simple Green, sitting down with the one and only Haley Witters. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing so good. It's so great to see you. How was the first day of CMA Fest for you?
It was good. It was actually really good today. I mean, it's not as blazing hot as usual, I feel like, so it was pretty good.
I was cracking up at your post that was like, happy CMA Fest, don't forget your hanky for the boob sweat, and I was like, oh my God, that's so true.
Sweat. Apparently that's called swoob.
Swoob.
Did you know that?
Like sweat.
Someone commented and said swoob.
That's incredible. I also had not seen someone use the term hanky in a while, and I was like, you know what? Where the hanky's been?
I'm a grandpa.
Right. Oh my gosh, that's so great. I was so excited for you in the last couple of weeks, just seeing you take home this ACM win, which was just huge, huge, huge. And for so many artists, winning in that category, like, is just always the beginning of such an amazing trajectory. And you've been on such a roll, but how does it feel now that you've had some time to like soak up this win? Does it still feel surreal?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, I haven't got it yet in the mail. I think like when I see it, you know,
yeah,
then it'll really hit me. But I mean, I still just feel like on a cloud, you know. It's such something I've dreamt of forever, and to have been there and gotten to perform and just like, you know, really just be in it. I mean, I'm still on that high.
Have you picked out a spot where you're going to put it?
No. I have no idea. You know, this is new for me. Mm-hmm. The trophies, the plaques, all of this. And so it's just like, you know, it's freaking me out a little bit. I got to find a place.
Speaking of trophies and plaques, this is obviously a huge career milestone. What's like the next one in your sights that you would be excited about?
Number one.
Number one.
Country radio.
We're working on it. We're working on it. Let's talk about Everything She Ain't, which is currently top 20 right now, which is so exciting. Woo!
Yeah, man. It's crazy. Yes, it's nuts. I mean, I've been in town for like 15 years and always wanted to be on country radio. Grew up a kid in the cornfields of Iowa, just driving around, listening to country radio, and always dreamt of being on it one day. And so to be here, I mean, Everything She Ain't has been at radio for almost a year maybe now. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, it's just been, my whole world has changed in the last year. It's been the coolest thing. And I think, you know, having been here for so long and, you know, knowing how it feels to be on the bottom and have to work for every single step up, it just makes all of these things that are happening right now just that much sweeter, you know?
For sure. And I just feel like there's so many people, like I saw it at the ACMs, like so many people rooting for you. Like I remember we were at Radio Row, like some of your label mates were like, yay, like congratulations. Like that was just really cool. Like I feel like everyone in town is a huge Haley Witters fan.
Well, I've been here a long freaking time. And I mean, I just feel like the reason I'm still here is because of all of those people who've like supported me and kept me going in those moments of doubt and kept pushing me along. And so it just felt like a fun night for all of us, I guess.
You know? Who's one of your people that you call when you're like having a moment of doubt and you need support? Like, do you have an artist friend who you lean into?
A little bit. I mean, like the songwriting community definitely like keeps me going. I'm really close with a lot of the songwriters. And, you know, I was joking about it because to Neil, I was like, I always call her like for everything. I'm like, how do you do this on the road? How do you do that? You know? And Lainey Wilson, she gave me a golden corn cob necklace. And that's kind of just like my little, like, if I'm ever feeling insecure on a day or just like I'm going to need an extra little boost of badassery, I just wear my golden corn cob from Lainey Wilson, and it gives me some confidence. Yeah.
That's so amazing. I think that you might have one of the best names for your fan club that I have ever heard.
Yes.
The Corn Stars. Like, who came up
with
that?
Well, that's not even the fan club.
No, it's not.
Just like the fan club is the Heartlanders, but there's this whole group that's like all the fans have just started taking on the name Corn Stars. I'm from Iowa, grew up in a cornfield, so all the corn puns, I mean, they keep me on my toes. My ears are open all the time, you know?
I love that. I grew up in Illinois, so whenever people ask where you're from, I'm like, Illinois, in the middle of a cornfield. You've never
been.
Exactly. Did you grow up like doing the detasseling of corn? Did you get roped into
in
that?
In the summer and stuff. Like, yeah, I mean, I grew up, my dad does crops and like my aunt had, I mean, straight up like homesteading before homesteading was a thing, you know, and my grandpa did sod and all that. So, oh yeah. What happens in a cornfield stays in a cornfield.
I love that. And then you have been working on new music.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about this. Like, what can you say about this next chapter?
I mean, it feels like everything She Ain't 2.0 kind of, you know, it's just like still a lot of that same sound, which I feel like I've really just gotten kind of rooted in like my sound and who I am. And so I feel like it's that and just bigger, you know, bigger and better, but still like same old me.
That's so great. I can't wait to hear it. I'm really excited. And then you just, all of May, we're playing a bunch of tour dates with Shania Twain.
Yes.
What were some of the highlights from this tour?
Man, her outfits were so fun to watch. I mean, because she's changing it up like every night. So it was really fun to get to see what she was coming out wearing. The crowd was awesome. The crowds were awesome every night. She puts on an insane show. And it was like night one. It kind of just hit me, you know, it hadn't really hit me until like night one and I'm standing side stage and she comes out and just hearing her voice on all of these songs that I just grew up, you know, just like idolizing. That
it's
was like
so
the
wild
moment.
How many Shania Twain songs you can store in your brain.
Yes, I know.
Like every time I'm like, oh, I won't know every song on this album. I know every single song.
Every single song was a hit, man. That was crazy to see that in action.
Do you feel like, what do you feel like you learned maybe from Shania watching her perform or the way that she runs things that you took away from that?
I mean, she's so like just magnetic. Like there's so much energy and like she still just has it all. And I think like for me, it's watching someone who can be such a star, like a pop star, like just a general old star, like a big old star, and seeing how she still feels like very intimate and very like true. Still, you know, I think that was really cool to see.
That's so amazing. Hayley Witters, thank you so much for stopping by to see
Thanks
us today.
For having
this
me.
Is so wonderful. I'm so excited for you, this song climbing up the charts, and then to be able to hear this new music hopefully soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.